Outside of Olympic sports, maybe, no other institution is as governed by the clock as the law. American law grants you certain rights, but demands you act on them within a reasonable amount of time. 60 days, 3 months, 1 year, whatever it is, a court clerk will enforce these rules with the precision of a watchmaker. But while it is difficult to stop time, in the legal sense, it is not impossible. And if a recent Supreme Court ruling is any indication, it's getting easier. Khalil Coley was convicted in December 1993 of 10 counts of sexual assault against his two stepdaughters. 2 years later, the Rhode Island Supreme Court affirmed the conviction. It was at this point, when the verdict became final, that the year Coley had to file a federal habeas corpus petition started running. But instead of filing that petition, Coley went back to Rhode Island courts to file a motion to reduce sentence. This motion allows the court not to review the trial or its outcome, but merely lessen the sentence if it is grossly disparate from sentences for similar crimes. It is, essentially, a plea for leniency, and it took about a year for Rhode Island to deny this motion. Coley also later filed various other state appeals that were denied by Rhode Island courts, right up until the last one, December 14, 2006, 14 years and one day after he was convicted of repeatedly molesting his stepdaughters. 9 months after that, Coley finally hatched his habeas appeal in federal court. The Rhode Island Attorney General moved to dismiss this on grounds that the appeal was barred by the one-year limitation period. Congress provided that the clock on this 1 year could be stopped, but only by a, quote, properly filed application for state post-conviction or collateral review, unquote. Rhode Island's argument was that this included only legal challenges to a conviction and not something like a discretionary sentence reduction. Coley, on the other hand, felt that the term collateral review was large enough to encompass his leniency plea. On December 12, 2007, a few days shy of 15 years since his conviction, a federal magistrate disagreed with Coley. He noted in his ruling that while all of Coley's other appeals might have kept the clock from running on his time to file the habeas petition, quote, when a prisoner in state custody opts to file a motion that is a plea for leniency, the state is not being asked to correct legal errors, unquote. Since this leniency petition took more than a year, he was, in the court's reasoning, time barred from filing a habeas petition. This decision was consistent with the reasoning of three of the four Federal Circuit Courts of Appeals that had already looked at the same issue. But the First Circuit Court of Appeals, which next considered Coley's plea, reversed this ruling, finding that even a plea for leniency fit under the large umbrella of the term collateral appeal. After a decade and a half of court rejection, Coley finally had a win. Rhode Island appealed to the Supreme Court, and arguments took place on November 29, 2010. It took Justice Scalia 6 minutes and 18 seconds of Rhode Island oral argument to decide they lost, a fact he announced to the state's advocate by saying simply, "You lose." 3 months and 8 days later, this proved an accurate premonition. In a 15-page opinion written by Justice Alito and joined by the full court, the Supremes broke down the terms collateral and review and decided that together they were good enough to stop time. Most upset about this decision are state attorneys general, who now see an almost endless series of appeals following a conviction. In Coley's case, it's been 17 years and 10 months since he was convicted, a time that has been filled by one appeal after another, unbroken in the Supreme Court's opinion by even a single year. His habeas petition, of course, is now back in district court. With two life sentences hanging over his head, he's certainly got the time. I'm Travis McDade.